Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and as promised, we are in Secaucus, New Jersey for the Beneath the Sea Dive Show. It is a massive event up here in the Northeast, and I am honored to be hanging out with my Northeastern diver community once again for this just awesome event. Jerry the Diver Guy with me once again. How you doing, buddy?
Hello, everybody. I'm in Secaucus. Secaucus. We're in Secaucus.
Okay, they talk like this, Jerry. Yo, right here. Let's go diving right here.
Well, that's what you get putting a hillbilly in a city.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know what you were going for there, but whatever. He wouldn't fit even if he tried. So he's obviously not doing too well at that. But we'll manage. You're very forgiving folk up here. Over the years, we have made a lot of friends up here in the Northeast. If we got a problem, they take care of it for us. You know what I mean. Yeah, it's kind of a thing.
Pizza and beer.
Pizza and beer is a thing. Heading into the city, you know, we saw a couple Broadway shows to warm up for the event as we headed into the Big Apple. Saw King Kong. The King is on Broadway. That's an impressive puppet. They have, technically, that show is something to see, I'll tell you what, right?
A very large puppet at that.
Exactly.
Awesome show.
Yeah, pretty remarkable what they do. And then we went off Broadway, saw, what did we see? The Office, the musical.
Office. Yes, The Office, the musical. Very good.
Yeah,
very
so, good. You know, when you're traveling up as a Floridian like myself, you come up and you got to take part in some of the, you know, Big Apple festivities. And that's what we did. And then we settled back into Secaucus and got ready for the show. So here we are at the show. You know, Richie Kohler is here. We got our friends from Dominica, Grenada. Explore Ventures has given us a trip to the Red Sea to give away here. We're going to make someone very, very happy here at Beneath the Sea this weekend for sure. But that is not all. We have a brand new mermaid that is making her Scuba Radio debut here at Beneath the Sea. That would be Mermaid Kristen. Kristen, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys today?
Yes, you just got into Secaucus or just flew in and your arm's tired or something or fins or
swimming,
what?
Swimming.
Right. She swam right in from the Jersey Shore, past a body or two, maybe some firearms, and then made her way into the intercoastal, right?
She swam by all the dead bodies.
Yes, I think you may, but that doesn't deter you, right?
Nope, it sure didn't. I just kind of blocked my eyes and just focused forward.
Right. Now, this is your first time, not only as a Scuba Radio mermaid here at Beneath the Sea, but first time to Beneath the Sea dive show, period, right?
Yes, I've never been before, and I'm super excited to be here today.
Well, I tell you what, you're in for a treat. You haven't done many dive shows at all, and she's going to hang with the Scuba Radio crew, despite her better judgment, and we're going to introduce her to some folks, and she's going to make her mermaid debut, right?
We're going to corrupt her and kill her liver is what we're going to do.
No, that is not accurate, Chris, and don't pay any attention to that man. He's just trying to scare you, right?
It doesn't scare me. It's all right.
You've been around the ocean or two.
She's been around that guy right over there.
Who's that? Who are you talking about? Chris, come on over. Yes, actually, Chris was the one who found Kristen. It's a name thing, right, Chris?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, you found Kristen where?
Well, actually,
washed up on the beach?
No, actually, she used to work at our dive shop.
She did. Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
7 years, actually.
7 years. Oh, see, you know, she tells me these things and it goes in one ear out the other. I don't pay attention.
I have the same jacket that him and his wife are wearing right now.
Awesome. Which is, once again, that is their dive shop.
Dive Connections.
In Virginia, right?
Charlottesville, Virginia.
Yeah. So, see, I saw the picture at the DC Dive Show And you said you put up a post or something and said, hey, she could be a great Scuba Radio mermaid. You texted that to Jerry or me or somebody, right?
That's right. She'd been washed out to sea for a couple years. We finally found her again in D.C., and I sent her to the official mermaid wrangler and
mermaid scout.
That's exactly right.
Yes, exactly. So against her better judgment, you handed her over to Jerry, and she swam her way over to me, and I said, yeah, come on over to BTS, and here she is.
That's right. We'll see if at the end of this weekend she's still talking to me.
Well, exactly. Yes, this could be the worst choice of her life, but you know she might have fun at the same time. You never know, right?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, you feel most alive when you're almost about to die. You hear what I'm saying, Kristen?
Yeah, I guess I get it. Yeah.
Okay, I guess. But you worked with this guy for like 7 years in a dive shop.
Yeah. You know, I understand how it is being around everyone in the dive world. So it's
Chris is pretty familiar with Scuba Radio. He's been listening for a few years, and once again, despite his better judgment or the fact that he's slightly twisted, he has managed to still talk to us, and we appreciate that. And the fact that he found you, I think that says a lot for your probably questionable character, but that's okay. You know, you'll fit with our little twisted diver crew well. Is that what you're thinking, Chris?
I hope so.
Yeah, you think she's in for a treat here beneath the sea? You've been to this show many times. What do you think?
Absolutely. It's a great time.
Yeah. Now, what about your diving experience, Kristen? Because you're advanced open water. You told us that on the air a few weeks ago. Are you looking for anything diving-wise in between your mermaid experience here at BTS?
You mean like trips diving?
Yeah. Where you been? What are you doing?
Mostly go to the Southern Caribbean. That's where I spend a lot of my time diving.
Was that diving with Chris's dive shop, too?
No, I just kind of go with... I've been diving with Melina Sharkey at the Chesapeake Bay Dive Center. Because I do the stuff with them, with the mermaid stuff. So I kind of combine it.
Right. Did you know this, Chris? Did you know about her whole mermaid thing when she was working with you? Was she doing that at the same time or no?
No, I think that basically came out or was starting just as she was leaving.
It was a natural progression,
yeah,
right?
I think I was like, right, as like what Chris said, I was kind of just starting to get to it as I was leaving. And when I left there is actually when I went to the Outer Banks to start like the mermaid school down there.
Or got it.
Help to start them.
All right, so you're a diver first, and then you think, hey, I really like this water thing. Maybe I'm a mermaid. Let me get a tail. Next thing you know, I'm doing it all.
No, she just come out of the clouds. That's what it is.
What is wrong with him? Do you want to just smack him with your tail there, Kristen?
Maybe
you can do that. Okay. I don't know if that was supposed to be on the radio, but whatever. That's fine. Yeah, you know, what have you been up to, Chris?
Just work.
Working?
Coming up here to get away and fantasize about what destination to head to next.
Are you on a mission to, like, win stuff here at Beneath the Sea? You know, they're giving away a ton of stuff. They got a trip to Tahiti as the grand prize for Beneath the Sea. We're giving away a trip to the Red Sea with Explorer Ventures. You'll take either one, I guess, right?
Absolutely. I heard I need to be here about a half hour ahead of the show tomorrow to make sure and get my trip to the Red Sea.
That's right. We're taping the show on Friday night. It's open 6 to 9. We're taping today because we have a pretty crazy schedule Saturday morning, and then we're taping a second show Saturday and Sunday from the show floor of Beneath the Sea. That will be Scuba Radio's 22nd year anniversary show. Will you be a part of that too, Chris?
Absolutely.
All right, I'll pay you with a beer that Jerry's going to pay for.
Perfect.
Okay, excellent. But as far as like for the dive shop, you're here with your wife, and are you guys scoping out places to go and maybe take your customers out to, or what?
Yeah, you know, see what's new, check out new destinations, see any gear that's out and about.
No agenda. You'll just go where your eyes take you.
Exactly, and just catch up with some old friends. So that's
excellent.
Great.
And, other than Jerry and myself.
Oh, yeah, I meant Kristen.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I figured as much. What?
She's a special one, not me.
Well, that's true. I know that. You're special in your own way, but that usually involves like a helmet and, you know, a face guard or something. I don't know. Jerry did bring his offspring, which you'd think it's just the opposite because Ethan is about, 4 inches taller than you, Jerry?
Good 4 or 5 inches taller than me.
Ethan, this is your second New York experience, right?
Yeah.
And last year you came out with us and we kind of showed him the world, showed him a little bit of the Big Apple, and despite that, he came again this year, which is shocking.
Yeah, well, you know, what can I say? You got to hang out the best.
You think? Is that it, Ethan?
I want it to be said on the record, I did not come just to see the place. I came to get out of school.
Ah, yes, that's what a good parent does, is take his kid out of school, and all right.
I'm going to jail now.
And here we thought his son loved him. And now we know the truth. You don't have to deal with any of this stuff, right, Kristen?
No.
She knows better. All right. Well, we're going to find some people to talk to here at Beneath the Sea. We got a ton of stuff to give away, a lot of people to, kind of interact with and find out what they're doing here at the big event. This is the biggest diving event in the Northeast. You'd agree with me on that, right, Chris?
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And despite that, they allowed us to come out and celebrate with them. And so that's what we're going to do. I see Richie Kohler over here, one of the deep-sea detective dudes. Oh, there's some big, big diving celebrities that we're going to talk to next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Would you forget I'm a captain?
Why don't you call for help in your radio mic, rat?
Why don't you enter yourself in the sea corner?
I'm in New Jersey, trick.
Get your hands up.
I'm in New Jersey.
Put that air up.
I'm in New Jersey, trick.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am in New Jersey, Sea Caucus, New Jersey, for the Beneath the Sea Dive Show 2019. We are stepping into the show, wandering the aisles, and see who we bump into. And, of course, one of the first people I see is Jeremiah from Ocean Encounters Curacao. Jeremiah, how are you, buddy?
I'm fantastic. Getting ready for another good show.
Yes, and he's been out here a couple days, too, enjoying the Big Apple, just hanging out with friends, as you do when you come in from a beautiful place like Curacao. You're enjoying yourself up here, right?
Well, absolutely. That's a good thing, hanging out with divers. You know, they're all good people, so you have lots of friends everywhere you go.
Excellent. Now, one of the cool things Jeremiah has done with Ocean Encounters Curacao is he was nice enough to put together a package for their silent auction. Beneath the Sea is a huge, huge dive event, but they had this silent auction, and they raised money for a bunch of charitable efforts like scholarships and And, I mean, the list is so long. If you go to beneaththesea.org, you can find some information about some of the charitable programs that they offer. But this silent auction is massive. They got dive gear, all kinds of trips and things like this. And one of the trips is Ocean Encounters, a seven-night trip for two, all-inclusive, which is amazing. It's like a $4,000 or $5,000 value, or so. It's crazy money. Value, but in what it's Sea Escape? What's the
we're gonna be going to Sunscape Resort. It's an all inclusive resort, and it's such a great place not only for family but for the adults. There's a lot of fun. They have casinos, spas, of course, and of course a beautiful dive shop right there on the water. Three different house reefs, and that package, of course, it's great to be supporting all the good causes, and that package is also including some of our special trips. We're going to be taking a trip out to Klein Curacao or Mushroom Forest and doing some night diving as well, so it's going to be an all-around great week.
Good stuff. Now, we can't wait to get back, for sure, and, you know, I got a new mermaid. Where'd she go? Where'd Mermaid Kristen go? She's wandering around. This is one of the places that she needs to go is Curacao, and I don't know if she's that familiar with this particular island. Jerry, the diver guy, and Paul, come on over here, Paul. So yeah, Paul and Jeremiah, it's kind of like, he's like my Jerry the Diver guy to your Jeremiah. You know what I'm saying? Paul is, yeah, you like your Jerry.
He certainly is. You know, you got to have one.
Yeah, he has an accent too, just like Jerry the Diver guy. Paul, how are you, buddy?
Good, how are you?
You're from the south as well, right?
I'm from the south of Europe, yeah.
Yeah, see? Hey, right, Jerry?
He's like a brother from another mother.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I was going with that. Right, where did Kristen go? I was going to introduce her to these folks here in Curacao.
We'll find her, Jerry. You know. We need mermaids in Curacao as well.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I figured you two would be good, interview folk that you need to meet. All right, Kristen, here she comes. Have you ever been to Curacao? You know this island?
No, I've never been.
Never been. Have you heard about it? Do you know about the ABCs, the Antilles?
I've heard the name before.
Yeah.
I don't know much about the island, though.
All right, it's like, how would you describe Curacao? Like, it's Dutch and what?
Well, some people do call it Amsterdam with palm trees. We call it the Caribbean's best-kept secret because people haven't come down. But there's something for everyone. It's a big enough island, UNESCO World Heritage downtown area. Lots to do, lots of culture, lots of good restaurants, nightlife, places to relax, and, of course, very good diving.
Yeah, Amsterdam with palm trees. Does that sound appealing to you, Kristen?
Amsterdam with palm trees? I mean, yeah. It sounds pretty interesting. Sounds like a place that might be a little bit of fun.
Okay, could be fun. I think that's the
could
right idea.
Fun. It's guaranteed fun.
Yeah, these two guys live there, so that's trust me. And it's Mr. and Miss. I mean, no, it's Mr. and Mr. Fun. It's the Fun Brothers, right? Maybe the Fun Brothers, you think, Paul?
That's cool.
The Fun, okay, the Fun
Brothers. We've been called other things.
Exactly. But it's a good time anytime you go with Ocean Encounters Curacao. So what have you been seeing out there in the water lately?
Actually, right now it's a lot good for small stuff. We've got a ton of seahorse spottings, also some frogfish. However, we did have our annual whale shark spotting not long ago, too. You can catch it on Facebook.
Yeah? Okay, excellent.
You can catch anything on Facebook.
Right, frogfish. Kristen, are you a fan of frogfish?
I actually have never heard of a frogfish.
Never heard of, so they look
yeah,
like they're...
mermaid in the water.
Well, exactly. Curacao may be the spot for have mermaid Kristen come down, kiss a frogfish, turn it into a prince or something like that.
You always have good ideas.
Is that how it works? Would you do such a thing?
I didn't hear what you said before.
Kiss a frogfish, turn it into a prince. Have you ever done that as a mermaid?
No, but I'm sure that it would actually happen. I mean, if mermaids exist, right? That has to happen. When you
yeah, well, exactly. I think it's a good experiment at the bare minimum, and it gave us a ton of entertaining chatter and stories to share with folks after we did it, and nothing happened.
Absolutely, and I'm the guy that can make it happen.
You can find the frogfish in Curacao.
And I can make sure she kisses it.
Okay, all right. Well, frogfish.
Yes.
Yes. And so, good times for sure. And what else are you guys planning to do up here in the Big Apple? Anything? Have you already done your touristy stuff?
Paul? Yeah, we enjoyed very much the city yesterday. It was great. For the next couple of days, we hope to see a lot of mermaids and a lot of people that want to come to Curacao.
Yeah, well, I don't think there'll be any shortage of people that want to do that. Okay. I have no doubt. You just got to tell them about the frogfish and everything else that you got up there and or down there, I guess, from here, Curacao. They actually got nonstop service to Curacao, don't they, or where?
They do, actually. We have JetBlue. It's some incredible prices. We're talking fares underneath $400 to get direct. It's about a five-hour flight, so
wow.
It's perfect.
So these Northeast folks up here beneath the sea really got it made. They can get down there pretty quick. It's direct. It's the best of both worlds. You know, you got Aruba, Curacao, and Bonaire, the ABCs, and Curacao is like a mix of the two, right?
You got the story.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been there a few times. I love it, and it really is. You know, you got all the, you know, if you want some distractions topside, you got a lot of entertainment and that kind of thing. It may not be over the top as much as like Aruba's a little bit over the top in that regard, and it's okay if that's what you're looking for. But if you want a little bit of a mix where you get some of the city life and the surface interval distractions, but you can get out there and actually get into the mountains and stuff and the lush forest and stuff.
No, exactly, and relax, do some nice shore diving, all the secluded beaches and stuff like that. Go out on your own, join some boats, whatever.
It's best of both worlds, and then a nightlife that'll knock your socks off. And make your stomach churn if you drink too much Amstel Bright or something, right?
We prefer Polars. Polars, right.
That's right. They like the Polar beer on Curacao. But, yeah, it's good stuff. Good times. Always a pleasure to see you, my friend. And thanks again for helping out Beneath the Sea and the Silent Auction. I know they really appreciate it. All that money raised will go to a great cause.
Oh, absolutely. It's our pleasure. It's a great cause. And thanks for passing by, and we'll hopefully see you again.
Absolutely. We're going to get back down there. You'll have us, right, Paul?
Absolutely.
Do I got to bring a mermaid?
You get to go scuba diving with a mermaid if you bring one.
Well, okay, but it's not required. I don't have to.
No, it's not required. No.
Okay, see, they're a lot more forgiving than some of the other islands. I'm not allowed to come to the island if I don't bring a mermaid to some of them. You hear what I'm saying?
Greg, you can always come without a mermaid. You always have a spot for us.
That is so nice of him. Jerry, what if I bring Jerry?
Yeah. He's a good boy. Yeah,
Paul's been drinking, obviously.
Yeah, it's because I'm getting him drunk.
Oh, is that what it is?
Spring water.
You brought him some spring water. Yeah. God help him. Okay, well, good stuff.
Drunk.
Yeah, Jerry the diver guy, and maybe Paul is shortly thereafter. But this is good stuff. And we got plenty more coming up here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving from beneath the sea in Secaucus, New Jersey, 2019. Stay close. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're at Beneath the Sea in Secaucus, New Jersey, the largest diving event in the Northeast for sure. Great time for sure for me just to hang out with all these Northeast diving folks. They're dedicated. And, you know, we're going to talk to some of them here in just a bit. However, I'm kind of wandering the aisles right now talking to some of the vendors. And we have a new exhibitor here at BTS for the first time ever. And it's our old friend Mia, who we know from our Explore Ventures crew people. She has branched off into her own thing. She has Truly Wetsuits. That's T-R-U-L-I-E.
L-I.
L-I, no E. Wetsuits.com. And she came up with this idea when you were on the liveaboards, didn't you? Because when we came on one of the trips a couple of years ago, I was talking to her after our day of diving. You know, you hang out and have a cocktail and you start sharing a few diving stories, and I said, well, what are you doing? She goes, well, I do this, and now I've started this wetsuit line because no one makes the right kind of wetsuit for me. Right? You wanted something specifically that women could relate to. Is that right, Mia?
Yeah, that's right. I've been working in the industry for almost 10 years now as a dive instructor, and I've been wearing all kinds of weird wetsuits, so I basically just put together all the things that I always wanted in a wetsuit, and and now we're kind of growing now. We've got some new designs coming out. But the number one thing that everybody's kind of crazy for with the Truly wetsuits is they're all lined with fleece, which is very soft on your skin. It's very warm.
Right.
And then the other thing is, especially with the new designs, is I've got 21 sizes. So they really are designed for the female form. So whether you're petite and athletic, or you're curvy or plus size, I've got a wetsuit for you.
Well, you know, we got Mermaid Kristen here. Kristen, is it tough for you to fit into a wetsuit when you're not mermaiding? What do you think?
Yeah, like, I kind of agree with her on that. The wetsuits that they offer nowadays are kind of
not really always fitted perfectly to
fitted for guys like Jerry the Diver Guy and myself more than it is for you folks. So you're really taking a need and fulfilling it there, Mia, right?
Yep. So something I wanted to take, quality was always my priority and comfort. And then I've thrown in some really fun, bright colors and a feminine cut. So it
might be perfect for Jerry the Diver Guy now that I think about it.
Hey, I would look good in it.
I said you.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Jackie and Peter are fun. They go to concerts. They are both getting their scuba licenses.
Don't like scuba people.
Uh-huh.
I'm a dry land guy.
I know how you feel about fish people.
No, fish people are the worst, okay?
Scuba, scuba.
I think you should give it to me.
Scuba, scuba.
What?
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
You know, baby.
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
Hell of a party.
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Yes, it's so true, especially up here in the Northeast at Beneath the Sea. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is, Peter is distracting me. I'm trying to do a radio show, Peter.
But this is a radio show.
No, well, okay.
I was just
not
asking, where's the camera? Where's the camera?
Look at me. I got the face for radio. You know this. That's why we have Mermaid Kristen along.
Yeah, that's why we should have a camera.
Well, okay, good point. Good point.
We have so much talent here.
Peter is he's interviewing our latest mermaid, Kristen. What do you think? What do you think so far? Now, she's wandering around with legs right now, so she hadn't pulled out the stops.
I think there is a lot of potential. We can develop her in a full-grown mermaid.
Well, she's already a full-grown mermaid. We're just, you know, taking her, kind of derailing her process a little bit here.
Okay.
I don't know.
We will see. I mean, we have to do an in-depth investigation, you know, the history and all that, you know, to make sure she can live up to the expectations.
You're going to warn her is what you're telling me right now.
No, there's nothing to warn her about.
Okay, all right. Well, he's going to lie. That's what...
I hope we're not live right now.
Of course we are. Of course we are. No, Peter is with Aquanauts Grenada, and we stopped off at their booth because, we got to get the lowdown on Grenada Dive Fest that they're promoting heavily here at Beneath the Sea. That's happening in... the last week of September, right? What, September 28th? What is it, Christine?
29 to October 4th.
All right, there she knows, as she should. Christine's like,
that's why we have Christine from our wonderful Grenada Tourism Authority here with us.
Yes.
And we're
probably going to have to bring mermaids to the event. You think, Christine?
I think so. There will be a wonderful
requirement
for sure.
Yes,
to the dive fest.
Yes. See, I was talking about this earlier. There are some islands that won't allow me to visit unless I bring mermaids, and I believe Grenada is one of those.
I think Grenada is definitely one of those.
Yes, they've learned over the years.
Come in a package complete.
Right? Is that right, Peter? What do you think?
With our livestock on mermaids, so we kind of need to, you know, mingle them a little bit, so to avoid, you know.
Right. Well, Kristen, have you ever been to Grenada, or do you know much about that island?
I don't, actually. I've never been.
All right. Do you like chocolate?
Yes.
Do you like spices?
Depends.
It depends on the spice. Yeah, okay. And you like diving?
I love diving.
All right. I think she'd fit in, right?
Okay. You like wreck diving?
I started doing that for my advanced. I never finished it, but I would love to do that.
Well, Peter's the guy to talk to at Aquanauts Grenada, so they run a fine operation.
We're on business, yeah.
Got the Bianca C, the famous shipwreck there, and you got a few others now, too, right?
Oh, yeah. We just sank the Anina, we sank the Turtle Bay, so, I mean, Grenada is like wreck heaven.
Yes, but that's not all what they have. They got underwater statue park. You've added to that since we were there on the island, I believe, haven't you? The underwater statues and stuff they have off the coast there in Grenada.
Yeah, I think since the last time you've been there, we added the Nutmeg Princess, which is like a old Grenadian tale about a young girl that wanted to be a mermaid, and then, you know.
The Nutmeg Princess.
Yes.
See, how about that? You like nutmeg?
I mean, yeah, it adds good flavor to things.
Yeah, okay, it does, especially to the rum punch, right?
Yeah. Or
yeah. Yeah, so you sprinkle the nutmeg from Grenada on top of the rum punch. Isn't that the recipe, Kristen?
That definitely is an ingredient that comes, you know.
It's a necessity.
It's a necessity,
yes.
For sure. It gives it that special oomph, you know.
Yeah, that extra kick, yeah. Or
yeah,
something.
But also, the, let's get a little bit serious about it. So the Dive Fest will basically a two-island destination.
Carousel.
So between Carriacou.
Starts with a C.
Not to be mixed up with the other island,
right,
in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
It's Carriacou and the island of Grenada. So the half of the fest will be held in the island of Carriacou. The other half will be in Grenada. Focusing on nice parties together with Scuba Radio, which is a premiere that we finally have Scuba Radio there, which is, I think, great. And then we will do lionfish hunts and definitely eat them afterwards and all kinds of parties.
Have some chocolate for dessert.
Yes,
they produce more cocoa for, like, in the world or something in Grenada. What is it?
No, we're not producing the most. We're producing the best.
Oh, there we go.
The best.
Quality over quantity.
The best cocoa in the world is actually grown in
Grenada. We have a chocolate festival, actually. We have a chocolate festival, and the date is May 31st to June 7th.
Now, how about we take one of our Scuba Radio mermaids and dip them in chocolate when we're in for Dive Fest?
Oh, that can be done, but then we have to discuss how we get it off.
Ah, Kristen?
In an environmentally
friendly
way.
I'm going to say no comment on it.
She had no idea what she was getting herself into. Jerry, no, you're not going to volunteer.
I think that she's learning already.
Yes.
I know.
Yes. We might lose her.
She'll be okay. We'll protect her somehow.
She will be done, for sure.
She can have it. We'll feed her a bunch of chocolate. That's the thing. You like chocolate, right?
I love chocolate.
Okay, as long as she can have some of the chocolate. We don't have to dip her in it necessarily.
Confirmed?
The Scuba Cowboy is what we're trying to bring out there as well. It's going to be a big festival that week. We're looking forward to it.
The Scuba Cowboy will be also, you know, playing music at a different venues for the parties. So, and that was great the last 2 years.
Last time when we went, when we took the little jump over to Carriacou, we didn't cover ourselves with chocolate, but it looked like it. We took a mud bath.
Mud bath.
They took a bath in the mud volcano or something like that.
Yeah, they said this was a thing, and I think they were just yanking our, you know, enjoying themselves. We had fun.
I mean, they were making fun out of you, but that's okay.
Made for a great picture.
It made for great pictures.
Yeah. But I wouldn't recommend licking it off after.
It's going to be a great event with lots of diving. You get to experience two different islands and see the Caribbean as it used to be.
Absolutely. Beautiful place. We look forward to it for sure. You're going to be there, right, Christine?
I wish I will be.
They have me
up here working, getting all the groups to come down, you know, so that everybody could have good business.
Well, understood.
Really well.
You got to share the love.
We have to share the love.
You're the love sharer. That's your goal.
Sure. Grenada has been doing really well. I mean, from the U.S. market, we had a 13% increase in Iraq. And
there you go.
Overall, the destination had a 10%. And Canada is doing very well for us. So, you know, we're doing excellent in terms of arrival.
Yeah, just making people aware. This is great island down in the Caribbean. You visit Grenada up here in Northeast, where we are for Beneath
and
the Sea. They can fly straight from JFK, can't they?
This show has been really good for the destination. We've had a lot of groups from here. And, you know, the people in this area, they know Grenada.
Yeah.
Yeah, they know the island and they come down. And, you know, once they dive it, they come back and tell their friends.
Right.
And they all come back and.
But this is one of those places where you can fly from up here and get down there direct, can't you?
JFK. JetBlue has service daily from JFK.
Yeah,
and
it makes it very convenient.
From here to Miami, and then American Airlines has daily service as well. Or you could go on Caribbean Airlines via Port of Spain as well.
Let's not forget Delta from JFK and Atlanta as well.
Right.
So it was never easier to get to Grenada.
Yes. Well, there you go. You know, I love coming up here in the Northeast. The divers are great. The community is great. The weather blows. And so, I mean, I'm not a big fan. Actually, you know, this weekend has been pretty good.
It's not that bad. About that just today, because The weather here varies so much. Some years we come here and it's
snowing. There'll be snow on the ground.
This weekend seems as nice.
It's not bad. It's like 50 degrees or so and sunny.
I think it's perfect, you know, sit in your car, come over to New Jersey, visit beneath the sea and have a good time. Yeah. Lots of interesting things to see here. Nice parties, film festival tomorrow, equipment and beautiful dive destinations, you know. And not to forget Grenada.
Exactly. That's one of many, but it's a great one for sure. The spice of the Caribbean, for sure. So, okay, where's the chocolate? Let's be real. I work for chocolate. Didn't you?
Right over there.
It's right over there. Got their Grenada chocolate. It's the best.
I done hit the chocolate with her.
Yeah? What do you think? Good chocolate there, Kristen.
Yeah, it's really good. It's different, but I really like it. It's pretty
there you go.
And tomorrow, we're going to top it, you know?
You're going to top it out.
Yeah, because everybody knows about the famous Grenada chocolate.
Right? That's all I talk about.
Everybody knows about the famous Grenada rum.
Yes, you got
this
that
time,
too.
This time,
something else.
We will be having chocolate rum.
Really?
Chocolate rum. Tomorrow, on taste.
How about that? All right.
As long as supplies last.
We're going to have a rum tasting. I'll just go with
Peter,
the
Peter's
right
supposed
now.
To save us all some.
Don't let Jerry get to it. He'll run out before 10 a.m.
You can't take that much. And then.
Right. We're coming up from beneath the sea in New Jersey. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
You like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, Reef Safe Sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, Reef Safe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For Reef Safe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, Reef Safe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. Go with the original. Reef Safe. For more info, go to ReefSafeSun.com.
Protect the sea and you and me. ReefSafeSun.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
If a man swims nude in the ocean, what sea creature might mistake his manhood for food? Jordan.
Shark.
Shark. They're gonna play. Jay, let's get after it, man. If a man swims nude in the ocean, what sea creature might mistake his manhood for food?
Mermaid.
A mermaid!
Oh, that was adorable.
Come on!
That's a cute answer.
best answer so far. Yeah.
I stick with my answer.
I love your answer.
We need to ask different people.
I'm going to dream that tonight. Come on, let's go.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey, Secaucus to be specific, wandering the aisles and catching up with friends and stuff. I got Mark here. And Mark, you're with which? What's the name of the dive shop up here?
Submerged Scuba out of Christiansburg, Virginia.
All right, that's local enough for me, right?
Local. We all dive all around the world, right?
Exactly. So you're here exhibiting at BTS, and you got a whole line of stuff. That you're, sharing the love of diving with some new products and things, or what?
Showing some products off, demonstrating stuff, definitely selling some of our gear out here, letting people know that we've got great new lines of bags out, specifically Osprey, who just jumped into the dive world, or dove in, shall we say.
Yes, we could go with that too, dove, whatever works. We'll take it all. But, and you got the rep for the Northeast here with you, too.
Yeah,
is that who helped you out?
Scott Sanders.
Scott, how are you, man?
I'm great, actually.
So this is the second show ever for this particular bag product. Is that right, for Osprey?
That's right. They decided to enter the dive market right before DEMA of last year. And so they're here today exhibiting, getting feedback from the market, and it's just been a blast.
Well, the last show you guys were at, you were telling me that you brought a bunch to, what was it, DC or someplace? One of the shows was sold out or something. Didn't that kind of surprise you?
Yeah, that's right. So we as a dive shop, not Osprey as the brand, but as a dive shop, took some bags to the DC dive show as well as the Boston Sea Rover show and sold everything we had.
Excellent. You got to love that when that happens. You think that's the economy or just the fact that you got an awesome new product that people are eating up?
I think it's a combination of the great product that we actually have and their killer warranty. It's going to be the last bag that you're ever going to need to buy. You don't have to worry about, oh, this broke after one trip, two trips. They take care of their bags. They take care of their people.
Now, how does that work? Yeah, you were saying that this Osprey bag, which is, they're pretty hardcore. I mean, these things look pretty much indestructible, but they have like a lifetime warranty or something. Is that right?
That's right. It's called the Almighty Guarantee. And so for the life of the bag, or for the life of the company, really, as long as they're still in business, you can send back your bag, and they'll either do a functional repair or they'll replace it. So it doesn't matter if the bag was purchased in 1974 when the company started, or you bought it at a yard sale and it's missing a wheel or a shoulder strap, you send the bag back to them and they'll make it right.
How about that? So this literally could be the last dive bag you ever buy.
Exactly. And it comes in all great shapes and sizes. So you need one for your luggage, you and your wife's luggage, whatever. They also make great backpacks, carry-ons, all sorts of bags. And I'm really excited to see where they're actually going to create some new bags for the dive industry as they get further and further into the market.
Well, there you go. I got to tell you, I go through bags like crazy, and I kind of gave up on dive bags a few years ago and just pick up a piece of crappy luggage at Costco because they break so often. But these things look very hardcore, and like you said, if the airline breaks it or whatever, you can just get the parts that you need from the manufacturer, and they'll hook you up, and you're good to go again. But they look pretty hardcore, and they're light.
Oh, super light. So the ones we have that actually have wheels, the wheel connection and all the platform for that are actually half the weight of that bag. So you're getting the ones that are the duffel and everything else. I mean, they're running 3 to 4 pounds, even at the larger sizes. So you're super lightweight. Carry more dive gear, take more stuff back with you home for presents for, you know, me, you, maybe even Scott.
Well, there you go. And Scott, you got a bunch of stuff that you're showcasing here at the show. You want to give a round of a plug for all of them real quick or what?
Yeah, sure. So I'm actually the sales rep from North Carolina to Maine for 10 different brands. So primarily TUSA, Waterproof, CNC, and Underwater Kinetics. The big thing here at the show is we've got a new point-and-shoot camera that comes in at $999 for a strobe, camera, the housing, the tray, and everything. Waterproof's got a brand new dry suit, the D7X. We've already had probably 6 or 7 people in the first hour want to try it on, so they're very excited about that.
All right, wait, I think I'm starting to connect some dots here. So basically, you have all this stuff you've been repping, and you finally needed a bag to put it all in to get it to the shows, and that's how this Osprey thing came to be?
Pretty close to it, yeah. So, I mean, the nice thing about Osprey is more people have came to us as a testimonial and said, I love my Osprey bag. I'm so glad you guys are here. So it's almost selling itself.
Yeah, I've seen this brand. It's very popular in like mountain climbing and stuff like that. Is that right? Rock climbing and that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah. We've got friends right now that are at Everest Base Camp with Osprey bags. I got some friends that are getting set up to hike the Appalachian Trail this year. And Osprey has about 75% of the technical backpack market in the world.
Very nice. Yeah, I get hiking, rock climbing, whole thing. All that stuff that I could never do.
They've been around and they sell products for all sorts of things. Bicyclists, campers, climbers, whatever you do. So they're a huge company with a huge base and lots of engineers, lots of people working for them. So it's going to be around for a while. So you don't have to worry about that warranty ever going bad or these guys, you know, just slow and getting started. They're around, they're big, they're huge, and now they're in the dive market.
Well, where are you taking them to dive next for you? What's on your agenda?
Doing a little diving down in Moorhead City. And then
you're doing the Sand Tigers?
Seeing a bunch of sharks out there and then heading to North Florida to do a little cave diving.
All right, cool. Well, that sounds great, and I'll look for your bag on the carousel.
Awesome. I appreciate it, Greg. You guys have a great night.
And the website is?
SubmergedScuba.com.
Okay, there you go. All right, and we got more coming up in hour two from Beneath the Sea in Secaucus, New Jersey, on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.